another episode of License to Chill.
Episode number 21.
21.
I can't believe we've been here that long.
We have.
Very cool. Well,
I mean, I don't know. 21 doesn't seem like that many.
I don't know. I just remember like show 5, show 6.
You're right. Now we're like show 21. You're right. Like, I feel like I remember like show 7. That was when you weren't here. Like, I remember that.
You asked me like what show weren't you? I was like, oh, number 7, of course.
I know.
But yeah, here we are, 21. You guys listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
Welcome back to this really cold, Tuesday? Wow. Really cold Tuesday.
It is cold. I mean, pretty out, like nice kind of, you know, sky, crisp. But
very crisp.
I saw on the weather, I'm like 35, like I can get away with just wearing a heavy sweater and no coat. My walk from McKean to Marquis was freezing.
That is a long walk.
I know. I didn't realize it.
We're like used to, we lived in Roof last year, which is like you just hop over to Marquis in like 2 seconds.
Which is something that I took for granted.
Yeah, and now when you want to go to Marquis, it's like a hike.
So good. I got a grain bowl. It was my favorite
Tuesday grain bowl. What grain bowl is your favorite?
It was the chimichurri rice and bean guacamole one.
Ooh, fancy. I went to Gilbert's for lunch today.
Yeah. Was it good?
I got a BLT. Sometimes the BLTs are good. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they just go overboard with the mayo, and I'm not a huge mayo person.
You could ask for no mayo.
But they're always so confused there. I feel like if I asked for no mayo, I'd always end up with mayo.
See, they are confused there, but I decided that, like, if I want what I want, I'm going to get it. So I'm very, like, the first time I was like, hi, can I have a BLT? No mayo. And I got no mayo. But I have, like, this weird thing where I need my toast to be very toasted. So now I'm like, can you make it very toasted?
And they do?
And they do. Like, they actually do.
Wow. I should try it. Because, see, my problem is when I go to Simon's to get a sandwich, I don't like cheese. So I always ask for the sandwich, no cheese. And then, like, 8 times out of 10, they put cheese on it.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like, if I was, like, allergic to cheese, we'd have an issue.
Wait, that's, like, ridiculous.
Like, if they do put cheese on it, I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't, like, I'm not gonna, like, they're always so busy, like, I'm not gonna make a big deal of, like,
wait, that's kind of,
like, remake my sandwich, like, I don't really care. But, like, most of the time I say no cheese and they put cheese on it anyway, so.
Like, where, they just, like, pick a random cheese?
No, like, I always ask for the Take the Hill, which usually has cheddar cheese on it. I'm like, can I have a Take the Hill, no cheese? And they always say, oh, yeah, of course. And I always get my Take the Hill and it usually has cheese on it. Which, like, I don't really care, but, like, I prefer it no cheese, but I'm like, eh.
So, that's
all right. Well, you guys just heard a lot about the Lafayette dining system. Why don't we play some music?
Yes, I could go on for more, but yes, let's play some music.
Let's do some tunes.
I need to type in this song, Stall Them for Longer.
Stall Them for Longer. Well, we were talking about Simon's and Gilbert's. What else do you get at Gilbert's? Do you get the gluten free stuff?
I do. I usually get I get the BLT with gluten free bread. I've also gotten bacon.
Keep typing.
Yeah. Bacon, flatbread? Egg, and cheese. No, I can't eat the flatbread. Do they have gluten-free flatbread?
Yeah, Maddie got a flatbread today.
Bro.
Gluten-free flatbread.
I didn't know that. I guess I should have expected it. Wait, that means they have flatbreads at Gilbert's.
It took a heck of a long time, though.
Oh, they do usually get confused.
We also went at, like, busy time. Like, 12:15 is busy time for lunch.
Oh, okay.
If you want to, like, not wait in line for that long, you have to go before 11:50. But I waited until Maddie's class was over, so we went at 12:15, and it was busy. I mean, it wasn't, like, crazy. Like, I've seen it crazier, but all right, we good to go?
We're good to go.
All right, let's play
guys,
some tunes.
We're going to play some tunes. Also, for the past 2 weeks, I don't know if you remember, but my five-minute song has been cut out.
Today, it's making its appearance.
It's not the first song, but it's the second song. But
enjoy.
Enjoy. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Well, that song was Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man, a classic. The next song is my 5-minute song. So, yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of hype on this now.
I don't know. I'm so excited. I actually don't really know what the song is. Like, I picked it out and it's a good song, like, but I couldn't sing it. Like, I'm looking at it. I don't know. I'm just so excited. But don't get too excited. Okay, I'm going to play it now.
I was sitting at a bar in a week. The very first time we laid eyes on you, your mama burst into tears, and we were shaking in the medical basement, and I guess everything was on the rear. I know you.
Hey guys, so we're back. That was Modern Jesus by Portugal the Man, and then New Birth in New England by Phosphorescent. Cool. So yeah, cool. The second one was the 5-minute song. I think that because I hyped it up so much, I was being super critical of it. It's very repetitive. Maybe that's why it's 5 minutes.
It is, but it's also very chill.
Definitely chill.
It's just happy.
Definitely chill, like generally good song.
I feel like it's good background music.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because, like, we were talking, and I was like, oh, like, this is a nice song.
You're like, right, playing you're in right, the background. You're right. I could, like, see this in a movie when you see, like, the main character, like, driving. Like,
having a happy time.
Yeah, like, on a journey, like.
Picnic out on montage, a beautiful Saturday. Maybe. Yeah.
Like, pans out on a picnic.
Exactly. And then this is playing. That yeah. makes perfect sense.
No, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Can we play some more music? It's already 6:20.
Oh, you're trying to speed it up here.
We played two songs at 6:20. Okay, one of them was 5 minutes.
One of them was 5 minutes.
But also, like, we have a good playlist. We talked.
But, okay, you know, like, I'd rather, like, yes, we have the music, but I'd rather, like, say, like, talk it out than, like, force ourselves to play all the music.
You're right. Very true.
Like, we could always play it next week.
Very true.
But I can play the next song, if you'd like. But what? I do want to hear about your course registration.
Cool, course registration. Guys, Ethernet cable, way to go.
Are you sure it's the Ethernet cable?
No, but like I used the Ethernet cable this time, got every course I wanted, didn't get kicked out of Banner once, so I'm going to say the Ethernet cable is the way to go.
Wow, I also did not use an Ethernet cable, but I logged in. It took me like 10 seconds, like it was loading, and I was like, oh no, like it's happening. But then I went in, I like typed in my pins, and I got in.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think it's also because like we're sophomores this year.
No, nothing's changed.
But I think people are taking like more specific classes now. Like it's not like not everybody trying to get into the same like gen ed, like 100 level courses.
That's
you know, like there's like not as many people trying to take inorganic chem
that's
as there are trying to take gen chem 101. Like
that's actually probably true.
But like I had the Ethernet thing because it was on this list of things like so when I was shopping before freshman year, like yeah. I had a list of like things you should take to college. And one of them was like Ethernet
Why?
Things. I don't know. And my mom was like, "Do you know what this is?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Maybe we just get one anyway." Oh so like God. I already had one.
Wait, are you serious?
I didn't even know I had one. Yeah. All I had to get like a adapter cable.
Okay.
And that was like $4 off Amazon.
So you and Maddie both have one?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it worked beautifully.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't know if it was Ethernet cable, but compared to the disaster that was last year, this year was great.
Yeah. Wow, that's so good.
Yeah. Wow, I'm chilling.
That's good. I know. I'm really chilling, too.
Maybe we can talk about our schedules at the next break.
Okay. Yeah. We will play this break. We'll play this batch. Okay. New music coming up.
Trans.
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
So that was the Argonauts by The Little Ones and Way It Goes by Hippocampus. Way It Goes is my pick. Hippocampus. I don't know them that well, but I've definitely played some of their songs and they're pretty chill. Like that song was like kind of how I would think of Hippocampus. Argonauts was
that was pick. My pick. I found that song on the like Spotify like indie playlist that it puts together.
Yeah,
and I was just like going through it, and I was like, "Oh, yeah. I like
it was
this
pretty
one.
Chill." We were talking, and like it was like a nice background. Like that's yeah. kind of how I would describe.
Guys, Evening of Acapella is this Saturday.
Oh yeah,
Anna just informed me. I'm really excited. I really think the acapella groups here are like really cool.
They are. It's. Have you didn't go last year?
I did. I went to that Christmas show.
Yes, but you didn't go to.
I didn't go to Evening of Acapella.
See this? Oh. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the same as last year. Last year they brought in like Muhlenberg and Lehigh acapella groups.
No way.
It's like the whole thing.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
And like they are really good too. Like there was this one group, I don't remember where they were from, but their music was, what does that sound?
I think Hoag Hall's about to explode maybe.
Oh cool.
We'll see.
But the other acapella groups were also really good, and it's like in the auditorium and it's dark and you're just, they're like in there.
I saw photos.
Yes, it's very cool. But yeah, we're buying tickets right now.
I'm tempting.
So far it's going okay.
Well, I didn't realize this website was giving me a countdown since I'm logged in.
Ah!
So yeah, I have enough time. But wait, so what courses are you taking next semester?
Oh, yes, courses. I'm taking environmental economics, macroeconomics.
I heard it's easier than micro.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people told me it wasn't, and then Ori and someone else told me it was easier, and now I'm like, oh, well, okay. I took macro in high school, so maybe I'll remember something.
See, I took micro in high school.
Mm.
They didn't offer macro.
Interesting.
And I heard... macro is easier.
Okay, that's, I guess, good. I'm taking design and analysis in design and analysis lab, which is like a psych course that you kind of have to take. And then I'm taking cognitive psychology.
Cool.
Which I'm excited about. Apparently, a lot of people didn't get into cognitive. Like, I'm glad that I made it.
Yeah. Do any of those have labs?
Design and analysis has a lab. I have not taken a lab since a year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
I took a Psych 101 lab, and I haven't turned back until next semester. It's
cool.
Monday from 1:10 to 4, which, I don't know, like, I feel like that's not bad. Last time my lab was 6 to 9 p.m.
I have a 7 to 10 lab this semester. Woo.
Yeah, so I don't know. Have you, okay, I had an option to take a lab twice a week, so it was like spread out on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
None of ours are like that. Okay. Because our experiments are so long.
And I wasn't sure if that was like a good thing. I don't know, because then I was thinking like I'd rather get it over with. And then also the crazy thing is that hour and 15 lab is connected with class, so you take class for an hour and 15 minutes and then you go to lab for an hour and 15 minutes, and you do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh,
so then you're taking like 3-hour class twice a week.
Huh, interesting.
But I did not choose that option. But, yeah, it's okay. I hope it works out. I'm taking another 8 a.m., though.
I have 8 a.m.s all 5 days.
Okay, you said that, and I had hoped that you worked around it.
It was the only way it would work out.
Okay.
Because I have three-hour labs.
Oh, my God. Okay, you know what? I'm trying to look at the positive. Maybe it's not a bad thing because it's every day, you'll get in the schedule. Like right now.
Hopefully.
You know, like right now I have an 8 a.m. and then I have a 1:15 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So like I get no sleep, or I get like 7 hours of sleep, which is not really enough for my body, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I just sleep till like 11. So I'm like kind of unbalanced every other day. But
yeah, maybe, I don't know. I keep telling myself, like, oh, I'll get up early, like, give myself enough time for, like, breakfast.
No,
like,
never do
that. A cup
of
tea. I don't think it's going to work out.
Don't do that.
But then, yeah. It'll be fine.
Okay. Do you have classes after your 8 a.m.?
I have an hour break.
Oh, okay.
And then I have a 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and a 1 p.m.
Wow. How many classes are you taking?
4 classes.
But three
of them have labs, yeah. Bro. So.
Okay.
STEM major. Woo!
That hour, you know, nice nap time, nice breakfast time.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.
It'll work out. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, good.
Should we play some?
Yeah, let's play.
Tunes?
Let's play. The next song. I don't know the next song.
Oh, this is my aunt's song.
Oh my God! Shout out.
Yes. Well, there's like really cool like fun fact. I'll tell you after we play the song.
Okay, we'll play the song first. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Hey guys, we're back. So that was Good Feeling by 311 and Head On, Hold On to Your Heart by Man Man.
So Good Feeling by 311. I had that song in my possibilities playlist for like quite a while. And then my aunt texted me this week. She was like, do you know this song? She was like, I've been dancing around my living room to this song. Like, I just found it. And the fun fact, her birthday is March 11th, which is 311. So I feel like fate, like this song is like made for her.
Wow.
Like, is that a coincidence?
I wonder why they're it's called wild. 311. Like, do you think?
Oh, she told me why it's called 311.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she did her research. Hold on, I'll find it real quick.
Okay.
It was interesting. Oh, it's actually a police code for indecent exposure. Oh, one of the band members got arrested for indecent exposure, so then they called their band 311.
Oh, less wholesome than we originally thought.
Less wholesome than my aunt's birthday, but
maybe
like fun
that's
story.
Subconsciously, because subconsciously that's what it means.
Yeah, but yeah. So thank you, Aunt Donna, for reminding me I had that song. It's a happy song, good feeling, good stuff. The next song, Head On, that was Hannah's pick.
Oh, yes, I'm not distracted. That was my pick. Nothing too, like, actually the album cover is really cute. It's like a bunch of people, or like kind of things, figures rowing on a boat. But I was listening to music the other day, and it came on, and I thought it was kind of cute, and it would kind of go with a nice License to Chill vibe. So I put it on the playlist, but I've only heard it, like, this is probably the second or third time I've heard it. But I think it was cute.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah. Should we play the next song?
I like the next song.
You do. We've been talking about, I feel like we've mentioned that we were going to play this song.
Yes, I like
times.
This one.
Okay.
Let's do it.
This I like this song, too.
You know I have my mood. the check's not right, it appears. There ain't no time to waste, you're getting on in years. You can keep your camera, if it just never eat again. It's a means to a terrible end. Even if your plan is successful, and you know you got moon in your life. Yeah, it's a bland kind of torture. You've played the mother and wife. Well, what do you really dream of in life? They got a name for you, girls. What's in a name? They got a name for you, girls. What's in a name? They got a name for everything.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Guru by Coastmodern and Name for You by The Shins. Two, like, generally positive. I thought Coastmodern, we played them before. I don't remember what song it was, but
they have a couple. We played last week or 2 weeks ago, we played Dive by Coastmodern. Mm-hmm. Guru is another one I've had on my playlist.
I've definitely heard that one before.
For, like, ages. We just never got around to it.
And then Name for You was my pick. I think it was just in a possibilities playlist, but like just like a positive kind of chill song. Pretty cool.
I liked it.
Yeah. I was looking at my email. We're talking about Lof Lehigh football tickets are on sale now. I don't know if I'm going to go.
I mean, I already got my ticket. Like, I'm going to go with my roommates.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, we're almost guaranteed to lose. But I think it's just for the experience
of, like, Lof Lehigh.
Because our football team stinks. Like, they really stink.
But we've won before.
We've won, I think, 3 games
so far.
Didn't
we won the, like, 150th?
Yeah, but that was, like, 8 years ago. We haven't won in, like, 7 or 8 years.
Hmm. Nah, okay.
I don't know. I'm going to go for the vibe.
Okay.
And for, like, I don't know. I got the $5, like, sweatshirt. Did you see the email for that?
I did. I know you're into that.
Yeah, I'm into the sweatshirt. So I got the $5 sweatshirt. Because I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go to the game. I don't know if my roommate's going to drive or if we're going to get a bus ticket. Like, we'll see. We'll work it out. It also depends on the weather.
Oh, yes.
Like, if it's, like, the weather stinks, maybe I don't know.
Mm. Okay, also, this is kind of random, but I went to that Wingo event, like, Wings and Bingo. It was, like, in Lower a couple weeks ago. And I won Lof Lehigh tickets.
Whoa!
But the, like, I was never, like, got the, like, I never got the tickets.
Dude, how many tickets did you win?
I think 2.
That's $30 worth of tickets.
But, like, I don't know.
Find them. Resell them.
Yeah, I don't know where to get these tickets.
Ask someone.
Like, if I got the tickets, maybe I would go.
Dude, find them. Don't let that go to waste.
Yeah.
You have a responsibility to claim those tickets.
Yeah, I do. I don't know who gave me the tickets. It was, like, some girl, and I put my name on a list.
Dude. Find them.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, well, I just got this tickets on sale now email an hour ago, so, like, maybe she'll get on it.
I bought my tickets, like, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Never mind. I don't know who to contact.
Maybe, like, contact, like, the Lafayette Activities Forum. They're probably the people that, like, ran that thing.
Oh, that's actually kind of probably a good idea.
Yeah, don't let that go to waste. Let's play some tunes.
Let's play some tunes. We are running out of time. Okay, here we go. Wow, I feel like that was a little abrupt, but yeah, next song. The album cover is really cool. I like it. It's like a bunch of people on the beach, but it's from like a bird's eye view, kind of looking down. It's very colorful. Okay, now we're playing.
People call, but I wait for my honey, waiting here
should know. Whatever I do, distance calls, I'll be singing for you. Singing. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to the soul of my people. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to you. Good people like 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 you. My people, all my people. I try to find my place out there to start with something new. Try to find my way out there to escape from all that I knew. I had to find a way to make peace out there to try to grow up alone. Find a way to make peace out there, but it never felt like home. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to the soul of my people. My people, oh my people, nothing compares to you. Good people like you. Good people like you. Good people like you.
Hey guys, we're back. So we gotta say a super quick goodbye. We kind of went over, but that song was too good, so we kind of had to.
But we're trying to be courteous. That was My People, the first song. Second song was Are You Serious by Andrew Bird. We've got one for you that we'll save for next week. But all right, we're gonna peace out.
Yeah, we'll see you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.